His graves mean a great deal to me because my beloved parents lie here. And it arouses a great deal of emotion for me to be here, because it would be fair to say part of myself lies buried here.
We are doing very well on time. You are very disciplined, both of you. I will give you 1.5 minutes each now to respond. Mr. Mandela.
The exchanges between Mr. de Klerk and I should not obscure one important fact about our country. I think we are a shining example to the entire world of people drawn from different racial groups who have a common loyalty, a common love to their common country. That is the dominating issue. We are going to fight these issues out, but we have men and women in this country who have a reason, who are honoring the ideals of liberty and democracy in this country. And in spite of my criticism of Mr. de Klerk, sir, you are one of those I rely upon that we are going to face the problems of this country together and with other stakeholders.
Thank you for those kind words, Mr. Mandela. I can also testify that on major issues such as nation building, we are finding it possible to work together. Can I say that we won't have peace before we have real reconciliation? This election is about the future. It is not about the past. And until we bury the bitterness of the past, until one can never forget injustice, but you can forgive. And we need forgiveness. We need reconciliation. We need to put our hands in each other's hands, and all the population groups need to say, we need each other. We have a common destiny. Let us work together. And that is why I'm so satisfied that we have agreed upon a government of national unity, because that is the instrument we need to lead this country towards that nationhood which will make us all proud South Africans, and which will ensure that we as a country will move forward together.
One of the mistakes which some political analysts make is to think that their enemies should be our enemies. That we can and we will never do. We have our own struggle which we are conducting. We are grateful to the world for supporting our struggle. But nevertheless, we are an independent organization with its own policy. and the attitude of every country towards, our attitude towards any country is determined by the attitude of that country to our struggle.
And
so what leaders of the 20th century do you admire?
Well, I have answered that question. It's not the question of a leader. It's a question of a human being who does something to make an ordinary individual to feel I am a human being. And I have a future, and I can go to bed feeling strong and full of hope.
You'd also said to me one evening, you said, we made the brain dominate the blood.
Our emotion said, the white minority is an enemy. We must never talk to them. But our brain said, if you don't talk to this man, your country will go up in flames. And for many years to come, this country will be engulfed in rivers of blood. So we had to reconcile that conflict. And our talking to the enemy was the result of the domination of the brain over emotions. The first thing is to be honest with yourself. You can never have an impact on society if you have not changed yourself. And one of the most important weapons in changing yourself is to recognize that peace, people everywhere in the world want peace. But humility is one of the most important qualities which you must have, because if you are humble, if you make people realize that you are no threat to them, then people will embrace you. They will listen to you.
We have to take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you.
The Koppel Report, a town meeting with Nelson Mandela from City College in New York, continues.
And we are back once again. And Mr. Mandela, as I told you before we began this broadcast, almost all the questions will be coming here from the audience. But we also went to a couple of people back in South Africa, told them you were going to be on the broadcast, and asked them if they had any questions for you or comments that they wanted to make to you. One of those from whom we are about to hear now, and I'd like you to address your attention over to that monitor, is a man by the name of Koos van der Merwe, who's one of the leaders of the Conservative Party. Have a listen to what he has to say.
Hello, Nelson. I'm a South African. I'm an Afrikaner. I want self-determination for my people in a part of South Africa. You can't have the whole South Africa for yourself. A part of it belongs to my people. Nelson, you're not going to nationalize the assets of the white people. I have worked for my banks, my mines, my businesses, and my farms. You are not going to take it. Stop your violence. Stop your sanction campaign. Stop your nonsense. leave the violent campaign alone and come and sit down, become a normal person and talk, and maybe that way we can find solutions. And lastly, forget communism, Nelson, it's gone. And I hope you will be well. I believe you were ill. I hope you will recover and have a good journey.
Aangename kennis, Koos. Ek hoop van harte dat een dag ek die geleentheid sal kry om met u te gesels. Well, just to interpret,
please,
what I said, I just wanted to demonstrate that I am bilingual. All I have said to Koos van der Merwe is to say I am happy to know you. I hope that one day we shall have the opportunity to discuss the affairs of our country. That is all.
No.
You have a limited time to stay on Earth. You must try and use that period for the purpose of transforming your country into what you desire it to be. You must fight the battle for dignity on the very first day you go to jail.
Really?
And that's what we did. We put our foot down and insisted in being respected, even though we're prisoners. And we eventually succeeded in that.
When I phoned, indeed, Madam Speaker, I have noted with deep gratitude the generous praise that has often been given to me as an individual. But let me state this, to the extent that I have been able to achieve anything, I know that this is because I am the product of the people of South Africa. I am the product of the rural masses who inspired in me the pride in our past and the spirit of resistance. I am the product of the workers of South Africa who in the mines, factories, fields and offices of our country have pursued the principle that the interests of each are founded in the common interests of all. I am the product of South Africa's intelligentsia of every color, who have labored to give our society knowledge of itself and to fashion our people's aspirations into a reasonable dream. I am the product of South Africa's business people in industry and agriculture, commerce and finance, whose spirit of enterprise has helped to turn our country's immense natural resources into the wealth of our nation. To the extent that I have been able to take our country forward to this new era, it is because I am the product of the people of the world who have cherished the vision of a better life for all people everywhere. They insisted, in a spirit of self-sacrifice, that vision should be realized in South Africa too. They gave us hope because we knew by their solidarity, that our ideas could not be silenced, since they were the ideas of humanity. I am the product of Africa and had long cherished dream of a rebirth that can now be realized so that all of our children may play in the sun. If I have been able to help her take our country a few steps towards democracy, non-racialism, and non-sexism, it is because I am a product of the African National Congress.
But then you were convicted in 1964 for a conspiracy against the state. And in your, when you pleaded, you said that I am willing to die for this cause. This is a very tough thing to say.
Yes, I had to say that, not from a spirit of bravado, but because I genuinely felt that they were going to hang us. And it is the desire of every freedom fighter to disappear under a cloud of glory rather than that of shame. It is the task of a freedom fighter when you see that the end of your days has come to leave a tradition of bravery, determination to face even death for your principles. And I thought about it. It was not because I was brave, but because one had a duty to perform at that moment.
I have dedicated my life to this struggle of the African people. I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons will live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea for which I hope to live for and to see realized. But my Lord, if it needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.